Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one I should. Yeah.
Hey, 10 now, the Steve Cochran Show continues. This is Moron Entertainment. And, Dean, I had the greatest Moron Entertainment reference slash recognition yesterday. You ready for this one?
I love when this happens.
I was pulled over by a police officer.
Wow.
I had actually inadvertently made a right turn on red without coming to a complete stop.
And shot someone.
And then tried to get away after I had robbed the bank. Officer came up, and I said, how are you, sir? I apologize. I did the right turn on red. And he goes, figures for a moron. How great is that?
That's awesome.
I said, give me two tickets. You made my day.
That's awesome.
Did he?
Could not have been a nicer guy. Could not have been a nicer guy. It's just a warning. He said, don't be stupid.
And which municipality was this?
City of Chicago.
Very nice.
Yeah, City of Chicago.
Yeah, see the police.
Figures
are,
for
police
a moron.
That's nice.
I was going to call you yesterday, but it was too good. Had to save it.
They're going to love you in jail, moron.
Well, that's the thing, right? You have the cell block C conversation. Sure, you're in the cell with a bunch of tough guys before they get you your own place. What are you in for? I'm a moron.
I turned right on red.
Dum, dum, dum. All right.
That's awesome.
Several things coming up. Justin Bieber and Alec Baldwin were married yesterday.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody saw it coming. The SNL premiere numbers are in. The Rock is making the news. Stacey Dash is still nuts. And Seinfeld is making news as well. But most of us are basically concerned, Dean, with how you are today.
I'm very fine. I'm very excited that we're going to be hosting the annual AIDS Run and Walk again.
Oh, good.
This coming Saturday morning just outside of Soldier Field. The opening ceremony starts at 9:30. The run walk starts at 10:30. I think, I'm trying to count back now. I don't exactly remember. But I started hosting the AIDS Run and Walk during the worst days of the AIDS crisis. I think it was 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
Something like that. And fortunately, we're at a different place now with HIV and AIDS, but still a need to raise money to help people who are sick. Jonathan Van Ness from the Queer Eye show on Netflix.
Love him.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He's just has a new memoir out. That's called Over the Top, in which he discloses for the first time that he is HIV positive, has been since he's 25 years old, but he talked a little bit about the subject.
As I've witnessed this kind of like demonization of people who dare to be pregnant or engage in sex from Planned Parenthood, that I was like, you know, I really need to speak about this because we have states in the United States that have new HIV infection rates that are really alarming. And it's so sad because it doesn't need to be. When people who are HIV positive have access to ATR or antiretroviral therapy, we are able to achieve and maintain an undetectable viral load. Because you have to like end the stigma around STIs and around living with HIV. We have come such a long way in the medical community, and it's interesting because there's just no reason with what we know in the medical advances that we've had in the last 20 years for anyone to be contracting HIV now.
Yeah, so you can get more info on all this by going to AIDSRunWalk.org.
Can still sign up.
Still sign up to join us for the walk, or if you just want to make a donation, you can do all of that. But we'll be out there Saturday morning, as I said, starting at 9:30. The run walk starts at 10:30. And I'm going to be counting to see how many people call me moron when they go by the starting line.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, people assemble and, you know, they're running. They're
shout it out.
Walking. You know, and we shout out, you know, the different organizations that are out there and people, hey, good job. Keep going. I want to see how many people shout back to me, hey, moron, from the crowd who will be out there.
I have a morning TV question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have monitors in the studio, multiple monitors. I don't know, we got 9, 10 of them in here.
In case you get bored during the show.
So a lot. Well, listen, if you think I'm paying attention to this show. But along with, obviously, the Channel 9 Morning News, number one rated, everything's on, including the Today Show.
Yes.
Al Roker's been walking around with a cane. Is that a fashion thing, or is he okay?
I hadn't heard that he's not feeling well.
Well, I mean, honestly, don't all you morning TV people talk to each other?
Don't we get together and find out, are you walking around with a cane today?
I just hope Al's okay. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
He actually had hip replacement surgery.
Oh, what did he replace his hip with?
with an elbow. It's going to be a little tricky.
So that is stylish.
A little while. He had hip replacement surgery on September 18th. So he's recovering from that. But isn't that amazing? I mean, I remember a time when hip replacement surgery, it's still a pretty invasive surgery, but mm-hmm. I remember a time when it was like you were down and out for months with something like that. Now they have people up in, on television in no time at all.
My pal Craig from Minneapolis had it done, a very healthy guy, but he's 62, 3, I think, and he got it done, and they kicked him out of the hospital I think same day of the next morning.
Wow.
And he was back, he's a workout fiend, he was back working out in a week.
Hmm.
1 week.
I'm thinking about having a knuckle replacement.
Really? Which knuckle?
All of them.
Oh, you don't like your knuckles?
I just, you know, something to do.
It's a slow day.
Yeah.
All right, last question, because as you know, this is my last show till because I'm leaving.
Now, how long will you be in Prague?
I'm not coming back.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm going over there, and I plan on being the leader of the Czech Republic by the time I'm done. I'll be back on Tuesday.
A comedian can become president of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
You certainly can become president of a country. You're far more qualified.
Right? Come on. So Tuesday morning, I'll be back. So what is that, a week from today? But I didn't know this. There are some famous people from the Czech Republic who deserve mention.
Hmm.
And I want to know if you know anyone, because you know every celebrity by law.
Let's see. I don't think I do.
Famous tennis player, Ivan Lendl.
I did not know is from the Czech Republic.
The great Marilyn Miglin.
Really?
Yeah, she's from the Czech Republic.
Never knew that.
Let's see. Eva Herzegova. Is she a tennis player? No, she's a model. Eva Herzegova.
Mm-hmm.
From the Czech Republic.
So, a model, yes.
You know, you should go visit all these people's families and parents while you're there.
Oh, I say, hey, Eva, Mr. and Mrs. Herzegova, you're just talking about your daughter.
You know what you should do, like a lot of people do for their relatives overseas? Take them blue jeans.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Take them chocolate and blue jeans.
It's international currency, chocolate and blue jeans.
Very popular. That's what my relatives did when they went to Greece. Oh, Levi's. Very nice.
Supermodel Petra Nemkova. Is Czech.
You're making up these names now.
No, listen, I'm a big fan of her work. And the famous director, Miloš Forman.
Oh, I know Miloš Forman.
Yeah, is also from the Czech Republic. No, that's everybody. So
that's everybody, you know, who lives there? Even?
That's every world famous person that I could find in short order. So all I'm saying is, you know, every celebrity, there's a big opening for world known celebrities in the Czech Republic.
Right.
Get them on a plane. Get them to Prague immediately.
Are you going to be conscious of not being the ugly American when you're there?
Well, first off, I don't think it's fair to call me names. I don't know. I thought we were friends.
Well, I mean, not doing things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so people are like, oh, Americans.
So, like, well, going up to someone and go, do you speak English?
Loud. Yeah.
Like super loud.
Loudly like that.
Yeah.
You people talk funny.
Right. Right. Hey, have you seen that castle? Oh, you're from here. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do any of that.
Have you checked out the Czech castle? Medikensky.
Yes, I think that's exactly what they'll say as they walk away in disgust. I mentioned yesterday when I took the family to Paris a few years ago, I couldn't get good morning and good evening right.
Uh-oh.
So I kept saying good evening in the morning good morning at night. I think the first couple of Frenchmen found it cute, and then I was actually put up on signs around Paris with an X through my face. But Dean, I'm going to teach you one word. One word in Czech.
In Czech, okay.
Prosím.
Prosím?
Prosím.
What does that mean?
It means please, thank you, how you doing, I'm fine. It means about 47 things. It's the most valuable word you could learn in Czech.
So what would be a situation which you would use prosím while you're there?
Prosím, don't take my money, mugger. I'm working on it. That's a little rough. All right, we'll come back. More with Dean in just a second, and we'll go over some of those other stories.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel 9720.
Back to Dean. No, Proceem.
I was, what is that?
Proceem.
Top.
Proceem to you, too.
To the man, cause it's always right. I forgot you have to emphasize the first syllable.
Proceem.
So like moron. Moron. No, it'd be moron.
Proceem moron.
All right,
I was looking up other famous people of Czech descent.
Yeah, did I miss them?
Madeleine Albright.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Was born in the Czech Republic.
Delightful tiny human.
The composer Jan Hammer.
Yeah, the Miami Vice composer.
Miami Vice. And Ivana Trump.
She's Czech.
She is Czech.
She just wrote a check in front of me at Mariana's.
And it bounced.
Drove me nuts.
Justin Bieber married Alec Baldwin?
He got married, actually, to Alec Baldwin's niece, little Haley Baldwin.
Now, who is Haley Baldwin's father?
Haley Baldwin's father would be Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, my friend Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
I dislocated his shoulder on a movie set.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a fight scene. I grabbed the coat he was wearing. It was a little too rough when I pulled it away from him. He was going to... The scene was one of our guys was getting beat up. Jason Gedrick was getting beat up by the bad guy. By the way, the bad guy in this case is the guy that did the valet parking in Ferris Bueller's Day Off with the big nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's that dude. So I'm supposed to hold back Stephen Baldwin. And when he goes, I grab his coat and I yank on it. And it popped his shoulder up. Yeah.
That would explain why you didn't get invited to the wedding.
Exactly.
Bieber and Baldwin got married in a civil ceremony about a year ago, but yesterday they made it official and had a big, huge ceremony in Bluffton, South Carolina. Big, fancy wedding and invited all their friends and family.
Except me.
Kendall Jenner was there, not Steve. Kylie Jenner was there, not Steve. Travis Scott, not Steve. Usher, not Steve. Ed Sheeran, not Steve. Among the celebrities that were there. But so they have the big wedding.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. But they also had, over the weekend, pre-wedding festival that had a carnival theme to it, including an outdoor screening of the movie The Notebook. Isn't that interesting? Like on a, almost like a like you'd watch a movie in Grant Park or, you know, the Ravinia or something.
I tell you, when I'm at a wedding, I'm going, what time is this over? And if you're telling me I got to hang around for a day to watch that movie in the park, that's not going to be a good thing for me.
That's
why I wasn't invited.
Yeah, the movie was before the actual wedding, but that, I mean, it's, I know it's a movie about undying love and, you know, love no matter what, but it's also an extremely sad movie.
Yeah,
at the same time,
and it's a big time commitment. I think you ought to be able to do a wedding and reception in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, the whole package.
Have a couple of drinks, eat some cake, and get out of there.
The Rock is wrestling again?
The Rock will be returning to the WWE this coming Friday night.
Yes.
It's
yes.
The 20th anniversary of the SmackDown. He is going to be joined by other wrestling icons, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Goldberg. So it'll be interesting to see all of them back in the ring with their walkers and their canes and their walking devices while they try to do their wrestling.
And is Goldberg still the most famous Jewish wrestler?
I guess so.
It's a short list.
I guess so.
Stan Mikita, a famous Czech I missed. How could I have missed Stan?
Wow. Oh, yeah. I thought you had said it.
That's a big one.
I'm a dope. Stacey Dash from...
Clueless
got arrested.
Clueless and more recently a Fox News contributor.
Hardcore righty.
She was arrested and charged with domestic battery.
Eesh, that's
after
ugly.
An alleged altercation with her husband this past Saturday. She accused him of assault. Police say that she was the one that pushed him and slapped him that resulted in red scratch marks all over him. She is free on bail right now.
Seinfeld won a lawsuit?
Seinfeld, you know, this series, Coffee with Comedians.
Comedians in cars getting coffee?
In cars. There was a guy who claims that he was the one who came up with the original idea for this, that he pitched it to Seinfeld back in the early 2000s. and that their talks fell through because they couldn't agree on his role on the show. So this guy went to court saying he was due money for this. The federal judge ruled that the statute of limitations had run out for any sort of action on this. So Seinfeld wins the case. His lawyers say this was nothing but a money grab.
Hmm.
Steve, didn't you say that they owed you money, too?
That they owe me money?
Yeah.
No, my situation was with Comedy Central.
Oh.
Yeah, different show. The SNL ratings are in.
The season premiere was this past Saturday night. And the ratings were down 15% over the season premiere from last year, but are also the lowest ratings for a season premiere for SNL in the last 5 years. So ratings-wise, the show did not do very well at all this past Saturday.
I don't know what they're going to do to fix that, because seeing Alec Baldwin do Trump is not the the entertainment it once was.
Yeah, although the Trump and the spoofing of the Democratic candidates on their debate on their YouTube page,
mm-hmm.
getting massive hits online. It's okay. Something like 8 million hits on YouTube. So I don't know, maybe the demographics are changing, that young people are watching the show on YouTube instead of watching it on television. You know what the problem is with that show? They got to fire Joe Madden.
Is that right? That's how they're going to fix it?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've got an idea for SNL.
Yeah.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Okay. Super Joe, get it done as always. Thank you, Dean, for your moron contribution.
Enjoy your trip. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, I'll be sending you pictures hourly.
I can't wait.
All right, thanks, buddy.